Welcome to Out of the Box Off Topic, a spinoff podcast series focused on the unfocused thoughts of myself, Trey Robertson, and my partner, Tom Canterbury. Today's topic, the top 10 movies of 2024 and the 2025 Academy Awards predictions, the first of two stops on our 2025 pick swap. Hello, Tom.
Gray, how's it going?
I am wonderful. Are you ready for this?
No.
No, but that's kind of the point.
Exactly. Ready to say, well, I've heard of this person, so I will say that they will win.
Very good.
Maybe my goal at this point.
There might be some people that you recognize.
Yeah.
Nominated for some awards.
Okay.
Here's how this is going to work. This is a two-part off topic. We're going to start with our Oscar predictions. Now, we're not going to pick all the categories, but we are going to pick some of the key ones. Best picture, of course, both screenplays, actor, supporting actor, actress, supporting actress, animated feature film, and directing, as well as best picture. So, okay. Yes. And then after that, quick pause, and then my top 10 movies of the year. And as usual, we will see, A, how many Tom has seen, and B, if I can convince him to see any of the ones he hasn't.
And have I even heard of them?
I hope so. Some of these, I hope so.
Well, some of them probably.
Surely.
I'm going to say there's going to be, I have not seen the list. I'm going to say there are two on that list. I literally will have zero knowledge of them existing.
I can 100% tell you that there is definitely one you don't know is in the general thought of the public.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
So we begin with our Oscar predictions. Now, as per usual, and by usual, I mean the second time we've done this.
Right.
And our part two pick swap will be when, Tom?
It's coming up. It'll be probably second week of April.
Okay.
Because the third week of April, WrestleMania.
Yes, WrestleMania. We will see how I do. Maybe we'll have a special guest for that. We tried to get some of our Oscar friends on here. The problem is the day we are recording, not super conducive for the people that are traveling from the weekend. So hopefully we'll have Kevin Brown and some others come on to talk about movies at some point. Tom will pick his first, and then I will go.
Okay.
So, we will begin. Let's see where we want to start. Let's start with the screenplay categories. Let's go bottom right.
Okay.
So, the nominees for adapted screenplay are A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Emilia Perez, Nickel Boys, and Sing Sing.
I've heard of two of these movies, so I'm going to go with one that I've heard of. And I will say A Complete Unknown.
Okay. Big Timmy guy?
I have heard of him.
Yes.
I've heard of Bob Dylan.
Noted game day specialist?
Yes.
Timothy Chalamet?
Who almost had to give away $1 million.
Big Ohio Bobcats fan, Timothy Chalamet?
Exactly, yes. So I'll go with A Complete Unknown.
Okay. This is kind of tight, and I don't... So here's another thing. For those who are film people listening to this, we're doing this before the SAG Awards, which are actually starting at about an hour after we record this. That does not impact screenplay, but there are some awards that I kind of wish we could see what would happen in SAG before we picked, but this is our recording day.
Also have the... Like, all the ballots have been cast already, right?
Yes.
Okay.
SAG is more of like a, especially for the acting categories, so they're kind of leaning in that direction.
It kind of just shows you, okay, I got it.
Yes. For adapted screenplay, I'm going to go with Conclave.
Okay.
I think Conclave is in the mix here. I think Nickel Boys is in the mix here.
Is Conclave the one about the Vatican, like the
it
Pope
is.
And the Vatican? I thought that was a streaming...
Oh, no, it was in theaters.
Okay.
Went and saw it with softball manager Jack Fichtner. What a time.
Okay, so I have heard of that one. So I've heard of at least three of these.
There you go. Proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
The nominees for original screenplay, Anora, The Brutalist, A Real Pain, September 5, and The Substance.
Mm. The only reason I've heard of The Brutalist is because we drove past a theater in Tucson, Arizona, and you said, oh, it's playing The Brutalist. I said, what is that? And you kind of explained it a little bit. I don't think that's going to win screenplay. I am going to go with the other one I've heard of, September 5.
Oh, love that pick. Watched it last night.
Oh, how was it?
I really enjoyed it. We'll see if it makes the top 10.
It seems like one I would like.
Yeah. The night before we're recording, we kind of had a late day, and I said, I've got time to watch one movie. to make sure that it makes the list
Yes.
and is in consideration. Which will it be? I pick September 5. So
Well,
more on that later.
to kind of fit in everything that we've been talking about, when I got home last night, I said I have time to watch one thing, so I watched wrestling
Of course,
to kind of get caught up.
we are who we
Yeah,
are.
you're right, exactly.
All right, I'm going again. This one's kind of hard. It seems to me that the two, based on the Writers Guild awards and some of the other
Oh,
precursors,
wow.
Anora and A Real Pain have kind of separated. I think I'm going to go with Anora. I would say this would be the A Real Pain win, but I think there's another place where it might get the victory. So
Gotcha. Okay.
stay tuned. Animated feature film. We have Flow. We have Inside Out 2, Memoir of a Snail, Tom's favorite movie,
Of course.
Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul, and The Wild Robot.
This wins that I've heard of three of these.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen one of these.
Inside Out 2.
Yes.
Yes.
But I've heard really good things about The Wild Robot. My wife watched that one,
Yes.
said she cried through the whole thing.
Preach.
Right. But I am going to go Wallace and Gromit
Ooh.
because I've seen a lot of I'm not like I'm searching it out, but I've seen buzz about the Wallace and Gromit movie. So I'm going to say, it's claymation kind of stuff going on. It's a little different than the other animation. Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul, spelled FOWL.
Of course. Or the foul ball at A&M brought to you by the Dixie Chicken.
Correct.
Yes. I'm going with the Wild Robot.
Okay.
I will heap praise upon this film a little bit later.
All righty.
All right, let's start with actress in a supporting role as we move to the acting categories. The nominees are Monica Barbaro from A Complete Unknown, Ariana Grande from Wicked, Felicity Jones from The Brutalist, Isabella Rossellini, Conclave, and Zoe Saldana, Amelia Perez.
I am holding space for Ariana Grande,
Oh, are you now?
just in general.
I want her to do everything like she does it on SNL.
Yes.
She is at her best on Saturday Night Live.
If she would win this award and do the acceptance speech as impressions of other singers.
As Celine Dion, Jennifer
Right.
Coolidge,
Correct.
Christina Aguilera.
I'm all for it. I don't think that's going to happen though. I'm going to go with Zoe Saldana from Amelia Perez.
So am I.
Oh,
Tom.
nailed one.
She has been raking, as the kids say. She was the Abby Dukeshire of the precursors.
Okay.
Just
Say.
a bunch of hits.
Not sure that phrase has ever been uttered.
Zoe Saldana, Abby Dukeshire,
Right.
the same. More on Amelia Perez later. It has been a very complex couple weeks. For a moment, it seemed like this movie might win a ton.
Yeah.
This might be one of the two wins. Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. Actor in a supporting role. Yura Borisov, Anora. Kieran Culkin, A Real Pain. Edward Norton, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce, The Brutalist. And Jeremy Strong, The Apprentice. All wonderful performances.
I'm going to say because his brother was screwed out of an award for Home Alone, Kieran Culkin.
So am I.
Wow, probably not for the same reason.
This is the win for A Real Pain. He's won everything. He literally did not, I think it was a Critics' Choice Award. He just didn't show up because he's made
He's
his
like, no
speech
thanks.
so many
I'm
times. He's
good.
like, I think I'm okay.
All
I've
right.
campaigned enough. Kieran Culkin's gonna win actor in a supporting role.
Okay.
Actress in a leading role. Cynthia Erivo, Wicked. Carla Sofia Gascon, Amelia Perez. See if she shows up. Mikey Madison, Anora. Demi Moore, The Substance. And Fernanda Torres, I'm Still Here.
I need when they show them in the crowd, when they announce their names as being up for the award.
Of course.
I want Ariana sitting next to Cynthia, stroking the finger. Just holding
holding
one
that
finger.
pointer finger.
Yes.
I got you, girl.
Correct. I'm gonna go, just a recognition of the career award. Demi Moore. Give her an award. She deserves it.
Me too.
Wow.
Tom, you're
Jeez.
picking up on narratives. Yeah, Demi Moore, this is happening. Now, this is the one, I will say, that I really want to see, and I wish I could see, who won SAG. Because Mikey Madison just picked up a big win. And while Demi Moore has kind of been the favorite since her Golden Globe speech, which was incredible, I don't know if you saw it on
I did
Twitter.
not,
It's
no.
like 2.5 minutes of just like, my career was basically people telling me I couldn't be in a movie that was worth awards conversation, and I
Yes.
was an actress like that. And now I am, and all that. It was very, very touching. And that was a night where it was like, oh, Demi Moore, before that, it was like, maybe she'll get nominated. Then it was like, she's going to win. And now there's a little bit of movement back towards Mikey Madison, but I'm going to go with Demi Moore right now.
Okay.
Actor in a leading role, Adrien Brody, The Brutalist, Timothée Chalamet, A Complete Unknown, Ohio Bobcats,
Yes.
Coleman Domingo, Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes, Conclave, and Sebastian Stan, The Apprentice.
I am going to go with here is where the Oscars make a political statement, and I'm going to say Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice.
Okay.
Because they got to do something.
I
I think
don't.
they would have done it in the actress, but now they've decided to cancel the actress that it was going to be. So,
It's not. Carla has had a tough couple months.
been rough.
Netflix, when you have like one movie that you're really pushing for an awards campaign, maybe we should look up the old tweets and get rid of them before others can find them. Just saying, you have people for that. I don't think Sebastian Stan is going to win here. I do. It's a great performance in a movie that was fine, but he's excellent in it. It's kind of a testament to him that he even got nominated because basically he had to say like, get over yourselves and watch this movie and like, it's okay to vote for me. I don't think he's going to win. I think it's going to be, I want it to be Timothée Chalamet. I really do. But because this is a competition, I got to pick what I think is going to happen. And I think it's going to be Adrien Brody for The Brutalist.
Very okay.
I want Timmy to win at some point. This is like the guy for for our generation, my generation. Sorry, Tom, but
Yeah, I'm different generation for
different
me.
generation. He'll win one day. It's not this year, but maybe he will. I don't know. Directing, the nominees are Sean Baker, Anora, Brady Corbet, The Brutalist, James Mangold, A Complete Unknown, Jacques Odiard, Amelia Perez, and Coralie Farja, The Substance.
Let me pull back the curtain for just a moment. As I'm looking at the list that you have given me in our ballot, the directing category just has the name of the movie. So you just did the directors for the name of the movie totally from memory, which is
Yes.
very
I had a
impressive.
moment on James Mangold, but we were there.
I was wanting you to edit that out.
We got there. I will
But
shorten it for sure. Yes. Just letting the people know.
But yeah,
It's all first-time nominees. Hadn't happened in a long time.
Yeah, I didn't recognize any of those
Yeah.
names. Not that I would recognize many, but
Right. But like, last
there's
year
no Francis Ford Coppola here.
we were like Christopher
Right.
Nolan. We were going through the whole thing.
This seems like a year where there's not going to be one movie that just, sweeps everything.
I would agree.
So I think we're spreading things out a little bit here. And so because of that, I will go with whoever directed Anora.
That'd be Sean Baker.
Yeah.
I'm also gonna go with Sean Baker
What?
and Anora.
Wow.
Crazy. I thought it would be Brady Corbet, The Brutalist, and then Sean Baker won the DGA, which is the Directors Guild vote that's voted on by all the other directors.
Okay.
And just that kind of came out of nowhere.
Sure.
So Sean Baker and Nora, that's my pick for best director. I wouldn't be shocked if this is Brady Corbet, but I can provide more analysis after we vote for best picture. The 10 nominees: Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Amelia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked.
Now, what is the substance?
So, it's on my list. It made the top 10, so
Okay.
I will fill you in later.
Well, just a little something where I, because it's really like the, I've known, like Nickel Boys and the Substance, I have no idea.
Okay, I'll read the log line. I'm gonna
Yeah,
cheat.
that's
Here we
fine.
go.
Just a log line is all I need.
A fading celebrity takes a black market drug, a cell replicating substance that temporarily creates a younger, better version of herself.
I want to say I've kind of heard of that at some point, but
It's,
I don't know.
I'll talk about it more in a minute. I
But
enjoyed
that's what
it.
Demi Moore wore.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And what's the Nickel Boys?
Nickel Boys is one of the three films I didn't get to,
Oh.
which
But do
is
we know anything about it?
the log line. The story follows two African American boys who are sent to an abusive reform school in 1960s Florida. A lot of the love for this film is about the craft. It's very, very creatively directed, well adapted, very unique adaptation. I hate that this is one I didn't get to. I will see it at some point. Very excited to. A lot of buzz for Nickel Boys.
Okay. Well, this is going to go along with what I just said, where I think things are going to get spread out to different movies. So I'm going to go with this may be the one where the Oscars kind of reach out to the normal folk and say, we like good movies and fun movies too. And they had actresses nominated for both leading and supporting. Not a winners, but they're in there. Maybe the return of musicals. I'm going to go with Wicked.
Wow. Tom trying to defy gravity, holding space.
I don't know if Wicked's popular enough to make it happen, but we'll
Well,
find out.
what is this feeling? We'll find out on March 2nd on ABC.
Pain.
Oh man, where are you? And just describing some of Alabama's opponents of late. So, what we have to remember is this is a preferential ballot situation. So that kind of changes the voting. You don't just pick one, you rank them. And
Yes.
then that leads to multiple things down the line. So occasionally, in tight years like this, it's hard to get a feel for who the front runner is. But then Anora won the PGA, which is the Producers Guild of America.
Not the Masters.
No.
Okay.
And I think that's going to get it Best Picture. It has been a kooky year. Emilia Perez, everyone was really mad about it. No one really liked it. And then it got 13 nominations here, and everyone was like, wait, is it winning? And then, tweets were tweeted, and interviews were held, and situations were made worse. And now that dream is probably dead. The Brutalist has had a moment. It felt weird outside of Adrien Brody not picking it in any of these. I can make an argument for A Complete Unknown. I can make an argument for Conclave, a movie that just like everybody likes. I can make an argument for Wicked because I don't know if anybody truly hates Wicked, and preferential balloting
Yeah,
helps with that.
true.
But I'm going to go with Anora as my Best Picture winner.
Okay.
So those are the ones we've done. You will pick the whole list and then we'll, see how it goes. We can do that later. But how do you feel?
I think I've made the right choice of spreading myself out.
Yes.
So and the fact that we did actually agree on a few makes me feel better. But that being said, I have no idea.
Well, we'll
So
see.
we'll
D
see.
do you, would you like some semblance of an idea?
Sure.
All right. When we come back, top 10 films of the year, because it's about to be March, so why not find out what you should have seen 2 months ago? That's next here on Out of the Box Off Topic. Okay, welcome back. It's time for the top 10 movies of 2024. Tom, how many movies did you see that came out in the year 2024?
Ever or just in theaters or just
Just in
in
general. Streaming a big story.
sure. I'm gonna say 15.
Okay, it's pretty good.
Yeah, at least one a
I
month.
mean, you're at a basketball game every night,
That's
so I
true.
really don't
Right.
know how.
But I streamed like Wolverine and
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
I streamed two or three per streaming service, I think. So, probably knocked a few out that way. I didn't go to the actual theater as much, probably three or four times this year.
Well,
But that's because not only me, but like my entire family has just been extremely busy.
I know one of the times you did. And before we get to the top 10, here are some honorable mentions. Twisters.
Great movie.
Loved it. Just outside the top 10.
Ah.
Dune Part 2.
Haven't seen either of the Dunes. I need
It
to, but I
is a bit
haven't.
of a commitment, but they're beautiful
Yeah.
and very cool. Inside Out 2, just off the list.
Saw it. It didn't tear me up as much as the first one did. But it definitely had some really good moments.
Yeah. A Complete Unknown.
Haven't seen it. Would
Yeah.
like to.
Wonderful. Timmy, great. Monica Barbaro, great. How do you sound like Joan Baez? How did she do that? We Live in Time. Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh's time-bending love story.
I like Florence Pugh.
Yes, I wept a lot. It was
Oh.
great. And the final, just outside the top 10, saw it last night, came in at number 11, September 5.
Okay, I do want to see that one.
Yes, the story of the 1972 hostage crisis in Munich, as reported by ABC Sports. That is a gray movie, and I had a couple issues with some things that I kind of wish hadn't been there, because then we're talking top five. But alas, the moment has passed. Now, here we go. The top 10 films of the year. At number 10, I have The Substance. I will read the log line again. A fading celebrity takes a black market drug, a cell replicating substance that temporarily creates a younger, better version of herself. Directed by Coralie Farja, starring Demi Moore, Margaret Qualley, and Dennis Quaid. Gross, hilarious, oddly touching at times. I think it's an interesting, like, real test case into what you feel like when it feels like the world has passed you by, and how you try and combat that, how you try and reinvent yourself. It's got a hell of a last 10 minutes that are pretty disgusting. This is a body horror film, but
Really?
oh yes, oh there's lots of blood, Tom. Lots of blood, lots of goop, lots of stuff,
Wow.
liquid.
I've gone from wanting to see this movie to not wanting to see this movie to now somewhat intrigued, but I don't know.
There's a lot happening here.
Okay, all right.
It's fascinating.
There's kind of like everything
Very much so.
everywhere all at
It
once.
just it depends on how you do with blood, honestly.
I'm okay. I mean, I'm generally okay with it.
Okay.
We'll see.
Number 9, Conclave, directed by Edward Berger, starring Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, Isabella Rossellini. Here's the log line. When Cardinal Lawrence is tasked with leading one of the world's most secretive and ancient events, selecting a new pope, he finds himself at the center of a web of conspiracies and intrigue that could shake the very foundation of the Catholic Church.
I have heard that this is a really fun, a really good movie until like the last 15 minutes.
It's just like it's very pulpy, very soapy, very, it feels like an hour, 45-minute, 2-hour episode of Scandal. In a
Okay,
way, like
right.
there are twists, there are new characters introduced. There are moments of, oh, look at that. Ralph Fiennes is awesome in it. Stanley Tucci is as reliable as
Yeah,
ever.
sure.
I mean, he's great. It's very captivating. The thing about Edward Berger, his films are very watchable. However you kind of feel about what you're watching, you're still rapt, which is a skill, and it's
Yeah.
beautifully designed, well written. Screenplay is great. The last 15 minutes, to quote a podcast, your mileage may vary, but be that as it may,
Sure.
it's number 9 for me.
At the end of the day, it comes in number nine.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Number 8, you've never heard of this film. Hard Truths, directed by Mike Leigh, starring Marion Jean-Baptiste and Michelle Austin. Logline, set in London, the plot follows the plight of a depressed and naysaying woman and the relationship with her jovial sister, Chantal. This is a movie about a woman who's just rude to everyone. Just it is quite something. I have never, and I read the Alabama Facebook comments, I have never seen anyone in real life or on screen say things to people the way that Marion Jean-Baptiste's character does.
This woman is just off the wall
Just
at
constantly.
in life.
She would walk in here and say to you in her British accent, "Why are you slouching like that? Why are your sunglasses on? What a waste of, like, where?" I mean, but then what the movie does that I love, and let me tell you, this was a 2 o'clock screening in Birmingham that I went to. I just had an afternoon and I was like, I'm gonna go to Birmingham early and go see this film. I was the only person in there at a theater in Hoover. And I got wrapped into it because it explains, like, all right, but why is she like this? And kind of
Yeah.
tells the backstory, and it's wonderfully acted. This is my favorite performance of the year. It wasn't nominated for an Oscar. That sucks. And Tom has clearly been impacted by my Marion Jean-Baptiste impersonation. He took off his sunglasses.
That will be the final impact of this movie on me. I will not see it.
That's okay. It's okay. I think Jennifer would like it. You should recommend it.
Okay.
Number 7, Nosferatu.
Oh, really?
Yes, you've heard of this.
Yeah, it's the Dracula sequel.
Yeah, sort of. It's more a kind of close to shot for shot remake of the original Nosferatu, directed by Robert Eggers, starring Bill Skarsgård, Nicholas Hoult, Lily Rose Depp, who's incredible, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Emma Corrin, and our old reliable kooky old man, Willem Dafoe. A gothic tale of obsession between a haunted young woman and the terrifying vampire infatuated with her, causing untold horror in its wake.
I'm surprised you have this movie that
I
high.
really loved it.
Okay.
Just mood and tone. Robert Eggers knows what he's doing. The everything about like the production design is nominated there, the cinematography, it's all beautiful. Bill Skarsgård is really scary.
Yeah. This is now on Peacock.
Is it?
Yes. So I
I didn't do
may,
that this year. I didn't put how to watch it. I should have done that.
if I am in the mood, this might be one that I go to.
It's just beautifully done. It's just, I mean, it's really great. It's actually a quite fun time at the movies. It is not perfect, but I don't know. No film is
Yeah,
really, except for
right.
like five, maybe. I really enjoyed it. Bill Skarsgård, this man knows how to play a monster.
He does.
We got Pennywise, we got Count Orlok, aka Nosferatu. Just he's got a type.
Okay.
Number six, Anora, directed by Sean Baker, starring Mikey Madison, Mark Edelstein, Yura Borisov. Logline: a young escort from Brooklyn meets and impulsively marries the son of a Russian oligarch. Once the news reaches Russia, her fairy tale is threatened as his parents set out for New York to get the marriage annulled.
Literally had never heard of this movie until we did the pick.
Really?
No.
I don't watch this with your kids.
Yes, I figured.
Perhaps don't watch this with anyone, really. It's a really fun time, and the first half I love. The first half when they meet and you kind of see the romance, it's a whirlwind romance. There's some great music cues in there. The second half kind of becomes like a buddy cop caper a little bit. Mark Edelstein basically isn't in the back half. Mikey Madison carries a lot of the weight. She's phenomenal. If she wins Best Actress, I have no complaints. I really liked Anora. So
Okay, all right.
Anora number six. Number five, have you heard of a movie, Tom, called Wicked?
Yes, I have. Have not seen it, but I've heard of it.
Well, hold some space,
I
because
will.
it's in the top five. Directed by John M. Chu,
You just need
starring.
to learn how to promote a movie, and then you'll
Yeah.
be all right.
I mean, in a way, they did a great job, but by doing a bad job. Very weird.
Yes.
Starring Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande, Jonathan Bailey, Ethan Slater, Bowen Yang, Michelle Yeoh, and the great Jeff Goldblum.
Love anything Jeff Goldblum does.
Oh yeah, do I need? I mean, I'll read the log line. If you don't know what Wicked is, get your head out from under that rock. Elphaba, a misunderstood young woman because of her green skin, and Galinda, a popular girl, so popular she had a song about
Sing,
it,
right, sings about how popular she is.
become friends at Shiz University.
She is.
Shiz, in the Land of Oz. After an encounter with the wonderful Wizard of Oz, their friendship reaches a crossroads. I love the play. I was a little worried about the movie. It's hard sometimes to adapt stage to screen. And then there was a moment during The Wizard and I, which is probably 15, 20 minutes in, where just like at the play, I was like, yep, I'm in. You got me. Because I remembered watching the movie, how when I was watching the play a decade ago, the first 15 minutes, I'm like, eh, is this for me? I don't know. This is what's this music? Like,
Yeah.
okay. And then The Wizard and I hits. And it's like, hell yeah, let's go. Sold.
Yeah.
This movie, it works if you have that Wicked relationship. If you don't, like at all, I could see why there would be some flaws. It's not necessarily beautiful to look at. There are some parts that if you don't know the play and it's not like something you're familiar with, you're like, why is that goat talking? What's going on? But the defying gravity moment at the end, that's not a spoiler. I mean,
Right.
like, wow, I was it was incredible.
Yeah.
So Wicked, top five.
Okay. The issue I have with Wicked
Sure.
is, and it's not just with Wicked, it's just this general genre. We can't just have bad guys anymore. We have to have some sort of backstory that they're not really bad. They just went through these bad ish. They had something made them this way.
Yeah.
It's okay if someone's just a wicked witch. And this is also not Frank L. Baum. This is somebody else who adapted The Wizard of Oz.
Right. I
So
believe it was Stephen Schwartz.
this is a, it brings up the question, what is actual canon? So if you watch The Wizard of Oz, or if you're big Wizard of Oz, is that really the same thing? Because these people didn't have
Right.
this to fall back on. This is something totally different. So
So I guess I've heard that critique, which is basically like, why does this
why
exist?
does it exist?
Yeah.
Correct.
The also, I would say, largest critique for just movie people is, oh, it's a part one, because Wicked Part Two comes out
Correct.
in 10 months, 9 months.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We
I
saw,
think the first
yeah.
half of the play is much better than the second half.
True.
So I don't know if there's a chance that, I believe it's called Wicked colon for good. I don't know if there's really any way for it to, like,
Find
the
out.
best part of the play is defying gravity.
Yeah.
The best part of the movie is defying gravity.
Yeah. How
So,
do we top what we just did?
right.
Right.
That might be where they try and do some original songs or something, but we'll see. Number four is The Brutalist, directed by Brady Corbet, starring Adrien Brody, Felicity Jones, Guy Pearce, and Joe Alwyn, Taylor Swift's ex. Logline.
Who isn't?
When a visionary architect and his wife flee post-war Europe in 1947 to rebuild their legacy and witness the birth of modern United States, their lives are changed forever by a mysterious wealthy client. A mysterious wealthy client played spectacularly by Guy Pearce. This is a 3-hour, 40-minute movie
Wow.
with a 15-minute intermission, which was clutch, right in the middle. And because of that, it doesn't feel like you're there for 3 hours and 45
You're
minutes.
there for four because you took a 15-minute
No,
in.
that's part of the
Oh,
runtime.
okay.
Like, the clock is on the screen in the middle of the movie. It
Huh.
just counts down. It's
Oh.
kind of crazy, and it comes at a perfect time. The first half of this movie is transcendent in a lot of ways, just a total mastery of place and character development and tone. And this was done on a pretty small budget too, and it's a pretty epic masterpiece. The back half has kind of the twists, and if that hits for you, then this is probably a top film of the year. If it doesn't hit for you, it's probably kind of where this is, 4 through 7, in your top 10. But the towering scale of a movie that didn't have a huge budget is pretty undeniable. And I was just, the ending is incredible. It worked for me. It reminded me a little bit of the Killers of the Flower Moon ending that I talked about last year. It just kind of sat me up in the theater. So, The Brutalist, number four. I know you won't see this
No,
because you don't have a time,
no.
but maybe you could do like one half and then later that week the other
Come back
half.
later, right?
Then you're just watching 2 hour, 45-minute
Sure,
movies.
yes. But would you like to watch this 10-hour movie? No. What if we did a TV series in a season of 10 1-hour movies and just binge? Okay, I'll do that.
Couldn't be more
Sure,
in.
I'm in on that.
Number three, this is not nominated for an Oscar or anything.
Mm.
Juror Number Two, directed by Clint Eastwood. It's available on Max right now, starring Nicholas Hoult, Toni Collette, J.K. Simmons. As Tina Fey said at that one Golden Globes, just keep Simmons, and Kiefer Sutherland. The log line is the following. While serving as a juror in a high-profile murder trial, a family man finds himself struggling with a serious moral dilemma, one he could use to sway the jury verdict and potentially convict or free the wrong killer. This movie was done dirty by Warner Brothers. Everyone pretty much loved it, and they just had it in like 10 theaters for about a week and then said, off to Max. Here you go. There's also rumor that this could be the final film of Clint Eastwood. I thought this was brilliant. It's a great kind of introspective on morality and what we do to ourselves and what our decisions mean for not just the future of our own lives, but also others, our families, the repercussions of all the things that happen. Is a person good if they did a bad thing? Is a person bad if they did a bad thing and didn't necessarily do the right thing after? Or are they good, or are they indifferent? Where do they fit? This was a couch watch for me that I never looked at my phone once. I try not to look at my phone when I'm watching a movie at home in a theater. It's like no phone anywhere. I'm in here. Occasionally, if I'm watching at home, I have other things going on. I did not look at my phone once.
Okay.
So
Maybe.
maybe.
On the poss It's on the possibility list.
Okay. Number two, The Wild Robot.
Mm.
Yes!
Wow, number two.
Here we go.
Wow.
Directed by Chris Sanders, starring Lupita Nyong'o. These are all voice performances, obviously. Pedro Pascal, Kit Connor, Bill Nighy, Stephanie Hsu, and the great Catherine O'Hara. Just
Moira,
fold the cheese,
just
Tom.
fold it in.
Can't be any more clear. After a shipwreck, an intelligent robot called Roz is stranded on an uninhabited island. To survive the harsh elements, Roz bonds with the island's animals and cares for an orphaned baby goose.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Watch this the day after Christmas with my mom in a hotel room. It was on there, and I said, "Oh, I need to watch this for the list." Let's turn it on. And we just wept for hours. And it meant even more watching it with my mother because it is a story about parenthood. There's an Chris Bauer's score. This is the music score of the year. I mean, I played you one of the songs to get hype. I want it to be used in multiple videos because my gosh, it just hits. And in the movie, that scene, I could make the argument it's the scene of the year. Seriously.
Wow.
That it just this is a movie that tells a great story about found family, about parenthood, about trying to kind of find your own path, forge your own path when you're different from other people, and also about community. And it's moving, it's beautiful. I mean, the animation is spectacular. And this was basically top three from the word go since Christmas,
Okay.
The Wild Robot. All right, my number one movie of the year. You ready?
This is big.
I talked about it last year on the pod. Often. I saw it during softball season. And it hung around at number one. The movie is Challengers.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Directed by Luca Guadagnino, starring Zendaya. Ever heard of her? Josh O'Connor, Mike Feiss. Here's what it is. Tashi, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, transformed her husband into a champion. But to overcome a recent losing streak and redeem himself, he'll have to face off against his former best friend and Tashi's ex-boyfriend. Oh, so good. It's a love triangle in this world of sports. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Great score. Second best score of the year behind Chris Bowers for Wild Robot. I can make the argument for this because once it starts pumping, I mean, it's like you're in a nightclub. It's unlike anything I've ever heard. It's beautifully shot. The tennis looks great, which is very hard to do. Tennis is a very hard sport to get on film because of how quickly the ball moves. You kind of can't fake it, you
Yeah.
know? Like I always talk about this with my dad. Tennis is like the one sport that you really can't play with somebody who's not at your level. And elite tennis, like this is supposed to be, is just. It's very hard to make that look realistic, but they do. And then the way Luca Guadagnino shoots his films, it's so hyper realistic. You can basically feel the sweat. I mean, you can feel the tension. It feels like you're part of this story. You're enveloped. There's one great scene in the latter half. I won't spoil what happens in it, but wind is involved. It's very loud. It kind of just feels like dirty, like there's dust flying all the way around, leaves, and Zendaya is incredible. She gets it. I mean, she's a star. Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist have that great best friend chemistry, but like there's a little tension underneath, and like, but do we actually like each other? And then when they have their argument, you know, it's Challengers, my
Yeah.
number one film of the year. Loved
Wow.
it in theaters. I have not returned to it, even though I kind of want to, because I loved it so much the first time. I'm worried if I watch it again, I'm going to see some things and be like, oh no, that doesn't
Yeah.
work as well. I've seen The Wild Robot 3 times,
Wow.
but Challengers, number one.
What is it streaming on right now?
I believe it is on Amazon or Prime
Oh.
or Peacock. It is on a streaming service. I know that.
Okay.
So, can confirm. Just, I mean, it's a sports love triangle. Like, come
Sure.
on.
Okay.
We're just trying desperately to make movies for Gray. I couldn't be more
Yeah.
thrilled. You know what?
It's
It
good.
hit.
It was a good year for you.
It worked out. I enjoyed this movie year. I don't know if necessarily hit the highs of last year. Like, there were some movies last year that are some of my all-time favorites. Challengers is wonderful. Wild Robot is wonderful. But, you know, like, I had Hard Truths at 8. I don't know if I'm ever going to watch Hard Truths again. I really enjoyed it the first time. I think it's wonderful, but it's not an all-time favorite.
Yeah.
This upcoming year is going to be outstanding. cough, cough, looking at Martin Scorsese and some of the other greats who are putting out movies. And we're not that far away from Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, starring Tom Holland and basically every other celebrity in
Ooh.
Hollywood.
Can't wait to watch that and have no idea what's happening for most of the time.
I wonder if it's going to actually be The Odyssey or a modern retelling.
I think it's actually, from what I've seen, it's like actually the Odyssey.
Okay. Isn't Matt Damon Odysseus, or did I dream that?
Somebody famous is.
Okay. It's quite the cast.
Yeah.
Basically, if you have been nominated for an Oscar or been in a movie, you're
Right.
in The Odyssey,
You're in.
starring directed by Christopher Nolan. All right, what do you think? Anything in particular that sticks out to you? Movies that you feel like, yeah, I want to check that out.
I mean, there were a few of those that, as you described, I was like, okay, I can see why that would be a fun movie, a good
Yeah.
movie, but there wasn't anything that, like, there's a couple, like September 5, I really want to see.
Yes.
Like, there's a few that I really want to see, but there's not a
There's
too
not like
many.
a Killers of the Flower Moon,
Right,
which you're
which I
like,
still have never seen.
you watched something recently though that was on the list, and oh, Everywhere, Everything, Everywhere,
Yeah.
All at Once. Yeah,
Yes. Which I liked, but it was weird.
just threw a lot at
It
you,
was like,
which I
wow.
think was my review. It's like,
Right.
this is
A
something.
lot is happening.
Yes.
Why do people have hot dog
Why
fingers?
not, Tom? Can you believe that film starred Academy Award winner Jamie Lee
Like
Curtis?
multiple time Academy Award winner
I
Jamie Lee
mean,
Curtis.
she almost got nominated this year. It was about to happen for a movie that no one liked and fewer people saw somehow.
What was that one? I don't even know what
The
it was.
Last Showgirl, starring Pamela Anderson. It just all of
Seriously?
a sudden, right before the Academy Award nominations started popping up at some of the precursors, and people were like, hold
Is
on.
that why Pamela Anderson is like in the news and like is
Yeah.
doing stuff recently?
Yeah.
I had no
She
idea.
was campaigning,
Huh.
and she had Jamie Lee Curtis, Academy favorite, but she did not sneak in
Huh.
to supporting actress, which good. Monica Barbaro should have been here, and she is.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Do you have a favorite movie from 2024 before we wrap?
It might be Twisters.
Okay, I'm d look.
Like I said, I liked Inside Out too. I need Marvel to get it together.
Our time is coming.
Yeah.
Thunderbolts. That's going to
Okay.
be the one.
I'm putting a lot of eggs in that basket.
I have fear. I have not seen the new Captain America, A Brave New World. I do believe because it took about 2.5 years to shoot and they reshot it about 90
That's
times,
never a good sign.
that's probably not great.
Yeah.
And the reviews aren't spectacular. So,
Harrison Ford can only do too much, so much.
I mean, you can't waste Harrison Ford. What are we
We've
doing?
already kind of wasted Robert Redford in the
Ugh,
Marvel
we
Universe.
killed him off in one movie.
The person who we wasted the most
Oh, and
in
Marvel?
Marvel,
Okay.
Natalie Dormer.
Okay, Tom. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna agree because I did not know this person was in Captain America: The First Avenger.
Exactly. She was Anne Boleyn in the Tudors. She was in the Hunger Games, and she was in Game of Thrones, and she was kind of like about to be like the it person, but then I remember like she was in Captain America, like the very first Captain America movie, as like his like the filing woman that was kind of after him, but Agent Carter ended up
No.
it was like the possible romantic rival, but she wasn't in very much. It's like she could have been a huge part of Marvel, but now we're gotten to the point now where we're bringing people in like Robert Downey Jr. as a different character in Marvel, so maybe she can come in at some point.
Are you going to watch her new film, Audrey's Children, directed by Amy Cannon Mann, that is not out yet? It's in post-production.
I have not. But Clancy Brown is in it.
It says it was expected to have a 2023 theater release, but her
It is.
Wikipedia page says it is TBA.
Right.
That's probably not great
Not a great
for
sign.
Natalie.
Clancy Brown, who I just saw in The Penguin.
Oh yeah.
And he's in everything.
That's good. Hey, one more shout out. The best thing I saw this year was a TV show. It was called One Day on Netflix. Check it out, everyone. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, there you go.
Wonderful. And Bikamon, Leo Woodall. Again, weeping in my bed. It was sick. Okay, that's it for out of the box off topic. Tom, next up, WrestleMania. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, final call. Am I emailing Chris and Kate Malvo?
I think you should email them and say, I'm sure you don't have time to actually come on the podcast, but if you'd like to make predictions, send them in and we'll discuss them.
Done. I will send the email. in March
Okay.
because we have some
We
time.
do have time. Again, this year is a little different because WrestleMania is later in April than it has been.
And the Oscars are a little earlier.
So we got more of a stretch.
More of a stretch. Pick Swap Part 2 with WrestleMania will be in April. Thank you for listening to our Academy Awards and 2025 Films of the Year Pick Swap. From my partner Tom Canterbury, I'm Gray Robertson. Thank you for tuning in to Out of the Box Off Topic. We'll catch you next time. Fly so high, I'm hypnotized. What's up is down, what's left is right. Chasing stars and holding you. I can't see the end, but we'll see it through.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.